Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we're taking a trip down south, as most people know.
Mm-hmm.
We live and work up here in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
But we're taking a trip south, not too far south.
Okay.
We're still staying on our beautiful island of Taiwan. But
nice.
Yeah, a little bit further south to enjoy some of the Hakka culture.
Hakka culture, oh.
That's right.
I love that, because when I think of Hakka culture, mm-hmm. I think of their food.
Ah, yes.
And people, they're so nice and hardworking.
They are. Hakka people are nice, all the ones I've met. The food
right.
that they make is delicious. And it seems the springtime might be one of the best times to go down and experience some of the best that Hakka culture has to offer. So let's check that out in our article right now.
Reading. Hakka culture blooms in spring. Every spring, the hills of northwestern Taiwan are covered by a soft white blanket. This is not the result of snowfall, but the blossoming of the magnificent Tung flower. This region of the country is also home to much of Taiwan's Hakka population. The Hakka Tung Blossom Festival is an annual event that honors both the people and the plant, where their shared history is put on display. The Council for Hakka Affairs first staged this yearly celebration in 2002. The event offers everyone the chance to gaze at the splendid flowery hillsides and to learn about Hakka life. The festival lasts several weeks and stretches from Taipei to Taichung. The Hakka, known for being hard workers, played an essential part in the boom years of Taiwan's Tung tree industry. Because of this, the blossom has become a symbol of their culture, and many of their handcrafts are adorned with its image. Hakka Tung oil umbrellas are especially beautiful, and they make great souvenirs. So, when you are making your spring travel plans, be sure to schedule a visit to the Hakka Tung Blossom Festival.
Okay, so yes, the article begins. Every spring, the hills of northwestern Taiwan are covered by soft white blanket. A soft white blanket that covers the hills? This must be a very big blanket.
Or it could be something else.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So when we talk about northwest, I have to think of a map. For you guys looking at us, north would be up, south would be down. West would be that way, and east would be that way, I think, for you guys watching us.
Right.
So northwest would be that way, basically. So when you think of northwestern Taiwan, you would think of, like, Taoyuan, places like that.
That's true.
Hsinchu, Taoyuan, maybe.
Yes.
And it says it's covered, the hills of this area. Hills, of course, being kind of small mountains, part of the earth where it goes up. The hills there are covered by a soft white blanket. Now, yes, a blanket is normally what you sleep under in bed, but this wouldn't be a blanket.
No.
So it's something covering the hills.
Yeah, we won't tell you yet.
Well, it's not snow because it's spring.
No.
Right, well, you explain that. I'll try to think of what this blanket is.
Okay, 没错，其实在这个每年的春天，台湾的西北部的山丘上都会盖上一张这个柔白的 blanket。Blanket 这个字呢，其实一般有着毯子的意思，不过它可以用来表示厚厚的这个覆盖一层什么东西，像是一般啦，我们都会说 a blanket of snow， 就是这个 雪这样子的意思。但是在本课呢，我们即将看到呢 ，This is not the result of snowfall.
Okay.
So what is it, Mike? Do you want to continue reading for us?
But here it is. But, it's the blossoming of the magnificent tongue flower.That's what it is. So it's not snow, as you mentioned. It's not a lot of, what else would be a white blanket? Not a lot, but of course of flowers, right? When we see blossom, we think of a flower, right? When a flower opens, we can use this verb. It is blossoming. And of course, that flower, we call it a blossom, okay? So the plant will be the whole thing. But the flower, the actual beautiful, colorful part that smells nice often, would be the blossom. And this flower is called the tongue flower. Not tongue hua, it's not that tongue. It's a different kind of word, but it sounds the same way. It's spoken the same way. Tongue flower. And magnificent. Yes, when we see magnificent, we think wonderful, fantastic, awesome, beautiful even, impressive. Something that really makes you go, wow, would be magnificent.
Nice. Okay, 所以当然这并不是降雪 snowfall, 而是美丽的桐花绽放 blossoming. Okay,那其中呢我们就看到了 magnificent 这个字。其实 magnificent 就像刚刚这个 Mike 提到就是Amazing, awesome, right, beautiful, something that makes you go wow, 就是有着这个华丽的或者是甚至豪华的这样子的意思，壮观的这样的意思， very impressive. 所以通常我们可能会提到一个风景，哇，让你赞叹不已，你就可以说 the view was magnificent.
Okay.
或者有人如果表演非常的精彩，你也可以说 he gave a magnificent performance, 都可以啦。
Right, wonderful, for example. Okay, so this region, the northwestern area or region of Taiwan, is also home to much of Taiwan's Hakka population. That's where the Hakka people are. When we see the word population, we're thinking of people, the people who make up, the people who live in a certain area.
Exactly.
We can talk about numbers when we talk about population, right? Like
the
population of a city or a country. We can also use it to talk about other things.We talk about animal populations, right?
Of course.
When we're, for example, trying to protect animals, we would say, you know, there's only a small population of wild elephants in Africa. So it's a number of people or things in a certain area.
OK, 那在这个 region, 当然就是地区呢，同时也是多数的什么呢？我们刚刚提到的 Hakka population, 就是客家族群的家乡啦。其中的 population 呢，在本课当中，但是指这个客家族群他们的人 ,OK? 那当然一般这个字也可以用来表示人口哦。OK!
The Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival, so that's the full official name, the Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. It is an annual event that honors both the people and the plant, where their shared history is put on display. So that's good news to know. It's an annual event, something of course annual means it happens every year, like your birthday or Chinese New Year, something like that.Annual every year. And this event or this special thing, it honors the people, the Hakka people, and of course the tongue blossom plant. When we honor something, we kind of salute it. We recognize it. We show our respect to it. We know that it's important and we want everyone else to know that it's important. We have birthdays and parties for people on special days to honor them, right? And for example, also if someone wins a great prize, like maybe they're the fastest runner, the greatest player, the smartest student at school, they might get a prize. That is to honor them, to kind of say, well done, we're all looking at you and saying what a good job you did.
I actually think of going shopping annual sales.
Annual sales that happen every year.
Right.
I think a lot of the sales happen more than just once a year.
But they write that. Always
on sale. They write that so you think, oh, if I don't go now, I can't go till next year. Really, you probably can't go till like next week, but anyways, annual sales happen every year.
Right, 所以我们看到的 Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival 是什么呢？就是客家桐花季的英文啦。它就是 annual, 它是一年一度，那向客家的民族以及这个桐花致敬的一个盛宴哦。那所以他们的共同的历史呢 ，their shared history is put on display, 就是会在此时呈现这样子的意思哦。那再也补充一下，其实呢，桐花 季的其中的季呢，其实也有一个意义，就是表示对这个山林大地的感激，还有这个崇敬，以及呢，就唤起这个客家子弟的这个鼓励呀、啊，就是要不忘根、不忘本哦，再造乡土的人与这个人文。所以呢，这个客友会他举办这个桐花祭的时候，有时候呢，他们也会用祭祀的祭呢来举办，那并不是只代表这个开花的季节这样子而已，它是有非常有很深的意义哦。那刚刚提到的 annual 就是指年度这样的意思，而 honor 但指的就是尊敬，所以一般也可以用 respect 这个字来表示哦。So let's continue reading and find out more about this event.
Okay, it says the Council for Hakka Affairs first staged this yearly celebration in 2002. So it's been around for more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. The Council for Hakka Affairs. You see there, it's got a big C, big H, big A. So we know this is the name of something. This is part of the government that sort of handles things to do with Hakka people and Hakka culture.
Right.
You know, I think there's a Hakka TV station.
Yeah, there
right?
is.
You can take lessons in Hakka at certain schools so you can speak the language. A lot of the money and organizing for those kinds of things,
nice.
Hakka events, TV stations, maybe even radio stations,
yeah.
that would come from the Council for Hakka Affairs, the part of the government, you know, that helps Hakka people out. And they organized this, they staged it,for the first time in 2002. When we use stage, we're talking about an event, some kind of special celebration, special ceremony, and you're putting it on. You're putting on a show. When we think of a show, when we think of actors, we think of a stage, right? That's that kind of raised floor that the actors will stand on so people can see them. Well, we can use that word as a verb to put on a show.Of course, you use a stage, so we use that word as well. To stage a show is to put on a show or to put on a festival like this one. And it's been around for more than, it's 12 years now.
Right,
they've been doing it.
Yeah, okay. 所以行政院的客家委员会呢，首次举办这个一年一度的庆祝活动是在2002年。那一般我们看到 stage 都这样做名词来用，表示舞台。那当作动词来用，当然也可以表示这个上演这样的意思。不过在本课呢，有着这个筹划啦，或是举行这样子的意思哦。Okay, so next we read the event offers everyone the chance to gaze at the splendid flowery hillsides and to learn about Hakka life.
Okay, the flowery hillsides, that would be the blanket of white,
yeah.
right? Because there's flowers all over the hill. And of course, people will go up there to look at them. Another word for look is gaze.Right? You gaze at something is when you look at something with a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Okay, you might gaze at a really good-looking guy or a beautiful girl. You might also gaze at a beautiful scene, like a beautiful sunset
yeah.
or a lovely painting or something like that. It means you're kind of looking at something with some appreciation, maybe a little bit of love. But you certainly like what you're seeing when
exactly.
you gaze at something.
OK, 所以呢我们来看一下 gaze 这个字哦，其实它有着凝视注视 OK, 那常常我们会用 gaze at 或是 gaze into 这样子的意思、比如说 she gazed into his eyes 那另外呢常常我们还会用 stare but that's kind of rude right?、就是盯着人家看、
yes.
OK, I think it's pretty rude when people stare at you
It's true, right. yeah, the boy who loves the girl might think he's gazing at her
right.
but the girl might say, why are you staring at me?
I know, that's kind of scary,
huhGuy.
没错，那 glare 呢，其实就比较有着比较是怒视。Glare is more like you're angry.
An angry look. Yeah,
yeah、
exactly.
就是怒视。So don't get these words confused. They're all like looking at.
Only
but...
gaze at things you love or like a lot.
Exactly.
You would never say I gazed at the garbage can.
okay, the festival lasts several weeks、
okay.
and stretches from Taipei to Taichung.
Whoa, it's everywhere.
That's right. 所以其实呢、
cool.
到底这个为期有多久呢？其实它有好几个星期呢，而且呢，它有从这个台北到这个台中哦，范围是蛮广的哦，所以到处都可以看到。那 the Hakka known for being hard workers played an essential part in the boom years of Taiwan's Tong Tree industry. Okay, 所以客家人呢，以这个勤奋而为人所知，大家都知道啦。那在台湾的油桐树工业呢蓬勃发展的年代，扮演非常重要的角色哦。Play an essential part 就是扮演非常重要的角色，或是对什么东西有影响。Now we have to stop here for a while because that's our shortcut for you phrase. Let's check it out.
shortcut for you.
Okay, sure. Sure, no problem, I will. Okay, bye-bye.
Who just called you on the phone?
Oh, it was my mom.
Really? It sounds like she asked you to do something for her.
Yeah, I have to help her later. She plays an important part in our family.
Wow, she has a part in a play? That's cool.
To play a part means to participate in something in a specific way.
Oh, gotcha. Play a part is 扮演什么角色，占有什么地位。
Yes, she takes care of our family's spending and a lot of other things.
Oh, it's good that she plays a big part in taking care of the family.
Maybe you can come with me.
Why?
I'm helping my family move into the new house.
Okay, so because of this, because of the hard work of the Hakka people, the blossom, the tongue flower blossom, has become a symbol of their culture, the Hakka culture. And many of their handicrafts are adorned with this image. To adorn something is to decorate something.
Wow.
A handicraft is something that's made from hand, kind of like a piece of art. So, for example, if you bought, you know, a little box made by a Hakka person, it might have a beautiful tongue blossom on the top of it or something like that. It's really important for the Hakka people is the tongue flower. It says Hakka tongue oil umbrellas as well. Yeah, you can buy those.
Right, we can see those, right. And?
They're especially beautiful and they make great souvenirs. So if you go down to a tongue blossom festival, you might want to buy a tongue oil umbrella.
I do.
Very beautiful. And it's a great souvenir. This is the kind of thing tourists will buy. A souvenir is something you might buy when you go on holiday. A t-shirt that says Tokyo, a baseball cap that says I love New York, anything like that that makes you think of the place that you were on your holiday, we could call that a souvenir. So,
So, when you are making your spring travel plans, be sure to schedule a visit to the Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival.
What's that called again?
Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival.
Okay.
Okay. Or 客家童話季 in Chinese. So write that down in Chinese.
Oh, okay.
所以如果你要计划你的春季旅行的时候，千万一定要计划到这个客家童話季拜访一下。在这边可以买到很多 souvenirs 纪念品，还可以看到美丽的童話，而且还有很多 handcraft 就是手工艺品，上面都很棒了。Okay, I guess that's it for today. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so here's our For You Chat question. Mike, where do you want to travel this spring?
Oh, that's actually a really good question because for the first time ever, my sister and my niece are coming to Taiwan to visit. That's right.
First time.
What month is it right now? April?
April.
Something like that. Yeah, so she's coming next month. I should know this because I have to get to the airport on the right day. But yeah, so I'll be traveling around. I thought I might go down south, maybe go to Hualien, maybe Kending, maybe visit one of the islands like Green Island.
Lots of beautiful places.
Something like that. So I think maybe I'll even pass by the Hakka Tongue Flower Blossom Flower Festival.
客家童話季.
That one. So I'll be around lots of places in Taiwan. How about you? Do you have any plans for traveling?
I do want to go to Hualien. Actually, I've never been to Hualien.
You've never been to Hualien? Have you been to Tailuga?
No.
You haven't?
The Roko Gorge. Okay, here I come.
It's fabulous. You'll love it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so get out there, travel around, see some flowers, have some wonderful Hakka food, and maybe buy an umbrella.
Okay.
Sounds like a good plan. All right, see you guys soon. Bye.
Hakka culture blooms in spring. Every spring, the hills of northwestern Taiwan are covered by a soft white blanket. This is not the result of snowfall, but the blossoming of the magnificent tongue flower. This region of the country is also home to much of Taiwan's Hakka population. The Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival is an annual event that honors both the people and the plant, where their shared history is put on display. The Council for Hakka Affairs first staged this yearly celebration in 2002. The event offers everyone the chance to gaze at the splendid flowery hillsides and to learn about Hakka life. The festival lasts several weeks and stretches from Taipei to Taichung. The Hakka, known for being hard workers, played an essential part in the boom years of Taiwan's Tung tree industry. Because of this, the blossom has become a symbol of their culture, and many of their handcrafts are adorned with its image. Hakka Tung oil umbrellas are especially beautiful, and they make great souvenirs. So, when you are making your spring travel plans, be sure to schedule a visit to the Hakka Tung Blossom Festival.
Vocabulary Review.
Magnificent. The king and queen spent a huge amount of money to have a magnificent party. Honor. Many people honor their dead relatives by visiting their tombs and leaving flowers or other gifts. Stage. Mr. Thompson's third grade students are going to stage a play for the whole school to watch. Gaze. The young boy gazed at the stars and dreamed of traveling into outer space. Souvenir. Melinda picked up a shell from the beach to take home as a souvenir of her vacation.